soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 22nd day of January, year for our Lord, 2019, and welcome to the John Moore Show. The headline at Drudge this morning has this female congresswoman, Ocasio-Cortez, saying, the world will end in 12 years if we don't contribute lots and lots of money to stop human-caused climate change. Isn't that special? This woman is really quite insane. I think she might really believe that stuff. Prepper tip of the day, we're going to expand on this. We're going to have open lines this first hour talking about preparedness. Hour two, we'll have Leon Green with us. Prepper tip of the day, do you have backup heat for your home? Do you? Recently, I went through that myself. The power grid was down. We were scrambling around to get some backup heat going. We got it going, but it would be a good thing. It is the dead of winter for at home, better part of 2 more months, and having backup heat would certainly be some peace of mind. The summer of 1977, 42 years ago, I did my first paid preparedness consultation. A couple flew their private plane in from Las Vegas to near my home in Missouri, and we had our consultation, took about half a day, and they returned to Las Vegas. I still do these. Now, my clients all have much more knowledge about preparedness and related matters than almost all Americans do. That's a given. Of course they do. Here's what they don't have. They don't have emotional detachment from evaluating themselves, evaluating the situation, and so forth. It's frequently said that doctors should not self-diagnose. It's frequently said that attorneys should not represent themselves in court. Why is that? I don't care how brilliant and wonderful the medical doctor is, they don't have emotional detachment from doing diagnosis for themselves or family members, by the way. And attorneys, regardless of their pristine, perfect career of doing their work professionally. They don't have emotional detachment to represent themselves. That's where I come in when it comes to preparedness. I do have emotional detachment. So when I'm brought in as a consultant, I'm looking at everything without an emotional connection. And we're talking literally matters of life and death here, aren't we? Seriously. Your team members, typically these will be families, mom, dads, adult children, teenage children, grandchildren, whatever it might be, spouses, siblings. They can't. I mean, it's a given. You can't have emotional detachment to something you're that close to. So here's what I do. A client contacts me. I've been working right now with some folks up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Now, if you think you know what winter is, you haven't seen winter until you've been to the what's called the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. They have a worse winter than Anchorage, Alaska does. Far worse than Anchorage, Alaska, by the way. And I'm working on a possibility of another client in another country. We're in the beginning points of discussing that. So I ask my client questions. Who's on your team? What are their ages? What's their health condition? What education past high school do they have? When I say education, not just walking in the door of a trade school or a college, but life experience. What skills have they acquired post high school? Very important, what's your concerns? What are your concerns? Are you concerned about EMP, economic collapse, World War III, a fast moving virus, or a combination of several of those? And typically it'll be two or more. And I don't necessarily want to change their mind about what their concerns are. I may offer some guidance in that regard. My job is not to change their mind. My job is to meet their needs. And that's what I do. So when I answer all these questions, I've got a much more clear picture about what I'm dealing with here, who my clients are, what their health situation is, what resources they have, resources in terms of skills, financial resources, and so forth. Then I'm ready to customize my report, my work for them as their consultant, to give them a customized, detailed report on a real, and based on reality, by the way. And I was talking to a woman earlier this week, and I just flat told her, I said, that's not a plan for anything except disaster. If you're listening, my dear, I repeat that. Your plan is not a plan at all except for anything except heartbreak and disaster. And I give a report that is based on logic and reason and my experience and not based on emotion. Sometimes my report doesn't deviate too much from what they've already got planned. And I'll give them certain ways to improve and modify what they're doing to achieve their goal. Other times, it may be a radical departure from what their plans were. But that's their choice, to accept my guidance or not. So what I bring to the table is the ability to give people focus and clarity to what they want to achieve. Focus and clarity based on reality, not based on emotion, not based on whimsy, not based on fantasy. And of course, I see fantasy as well. Most people, most of the time, have a pretty realistic idea of who they are, who their team members are, what their skill sets are, what their financial resources are, and how to accomplish their goal. Most of the time, that's what I run into. Occasionally, I will have clients that have a completely unrealistic viewpoint about different matters. But I'm prepared to deal with all of those things. Of course I am. And that's what I do, among other things. You know, when I go out and I do these various public events, I'll be speaking in Cincinnati, by the way, on May the 11th. Cincinnati, Ohio, Metro, it's a suburb of Cincinnati. Saturday, May the 11th, I will be speaking. Pastor Paul Begley's putting that together. And as we get closer, we'll have that posted on my website. It's still a ways off. I may be speaking in Prague, Czech Republic this coming September. That's still not firmed up. Dallas, Texas, we're looking at a couple of different events there. It's premature to be talking about that at the moment. And there'll be other things come up as the year moves forward. If you're an event planner and would like to have me come to your community, I'll discuss that with you. And I should mention also, while I'm thinking about it, I am actively looking to recruit and hire part-time marketing people to market me for speaking engagements. There's details at my website at thelibertyman.com. So I have a question for you. If you and your team may be you and your spouse, your adult children, maybe some siblings, maybe your parents, if you and your team are putting together a preparedness plan, you may want to consider bringing me in as a consultant. Now, the biggest issues I've come across is where one spouse wants to do it being preparedness, and the other spouse is dead set against it to varying degrees. And, of course, it varies from couple to couple, and sometimes it's the man who's against it, sometimes it's the woman. You know, it goes either way. One spouse thinks it's the right thing to do to spend family resources. Family resources is two things, time and money. To spend family resources on preparedness, the other spouse doesn't want to hear about it or will tolerate it up to a point. And I've seen it both ways. The spouse who's against it will say, okay, husband, okay, wife, you can spend this much family resources, time and money, and no more per month. Or you can spend no family resources, time, or money to get prepared for this. I've seen it both ways. I get contacted several times a year. People will say, John, my spouse, this could be a husband or a wife, my spouse needs convincing. How can I convince them? My premier work is my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. It came out as a single disc in 2008, went to a two-disc version in 2010. I've had any number of husbands and wives tell me that their spouse watching that DVD convinced them where they couldn't. My friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, he printed out copies of my article that I wrote, No Need for Panic. And he gave it to some of the men he worked with. And he reported back to me a couple of weeks later. He says, John, I've been trying to convince these guys for years about what's going on, but your paper convinced them. Your paper, No Need for Panic, convinced them. There's no silver bullet. This is a big deal. If you're listening to me and you understand the threats that are posed to us here in the United States, all over the world, threats posed by EMP, by violent climate change, other things, if you understand these threats and your spouse doesn't want to hear about it, that's a big deal. There's no silver bullet to convince that spouse. My DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, it might do it. It might not. My paper titled No Need for Panic, it might do it, it might not. There's no guarantees. A person who is dead set against anything new The odds of convincing them are pretty slim. The odds of convincing any adult man or woman of something that goes against their basic core beliefs in whatever area it might be, the odds of convincing them are pretty slim. So even simple things like convincing people that one of the most toxic substances known to mankind, sodium fluoride, is harmful for human beings, should not be inside human beings, let alone your drinking water or your toothpaste. Just a simple thing like that is a major hurdle to overcome. Let alone try to convince people that, oh yes, by the way, during our lifetimes, all coastal areas worldwide will be underwater. That's going to fly real well. Yeah, right. Or that it's inevitable, and it is inevitable, by the way, it's a scientific fact, that at some point, it may be 24 hours from now, it might be 10 years from now or 20, this planet will get hit by a major coronal mass ejection. The last really big one to hit our planet was 1859. We dodged a major one, I believe it was 2012, barely missed planet Earth. It is inevitable that one will hit us. We don't know when, but it is inevitable. The effect would be the same as a major EMP burst in the upper atmosphere, as far as destroying the power grid and destroying electronic devices, destroying our culture, our country, our economy, and so forth. Those things are inevitable. Will there be a man-made EMP attack in the United States? I don't know. It's a possibility. Will there be a hacker attack on the power grid? I don't know. There are certainly possibilities. I need to be talking to Dr. Peter Pryor and get him back on here. It's been, I think, approaching 4 years since I had Dr. Pryor on here to talk about EMP. I got a note from email from him last week offering to come on my show. I need to just schedule it and get it done. There's nobody in the United States with more credibility or superior credentials when it comes to understanding the threat of EMP, what it can do, and how to mitigate. There is no man or woman with superior credentials than Dr. Peter Pryor, who was part of the EMP Commission appointed by the government to study, research, and report back on EMP. So what needs to happen? I need to get Dr. Pryor back on here. I want to get Ed Griffin back on, G. Edward Griffin. He goes by Ed. Talk about cancer again. It's been about 3 years since I've had Ed Griffin on. Brilliant man and a great guest, and we need to do that. He could talk about many topics, but given the fact, and it appears to be a fact, that one out of every two Americans will get cancer sometime in their lifetimes, I think it's pretty important, don't you? Yeah, I think so. So we'll need to do that and get that schedule here soon. But again, back to preparedness. Typically, I can do it two ways, over the telephone, which is okay, but in person is far better. And I've done it both ways. So I have my client answer these questions. I do my homework, do my research, and then we either have the telephone consultation or I travel to their location to do on-site consultation, which is far better. Usually I'll get to the hotel late in the day, meet them, have dinner, we'll have some preliminary discussions, and get together for coffee and breakfast in the morning and just have a very intense session all day long. Here's our first break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Be right back. One break here.
Homo homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic broadcaster?
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Back, Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd day. It is the 22nd day of January 2019. My website's up and running. If you haven't seen it in a couple of weeks, well, you haven't seen it. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, is back in the saddle. he's had some issues, but good morning, Tim. And, of course, I am actively recruiting to hire part-time marketing people. There'll be several in this position, marketing John Moore to get speaking engagements. These are paid part-time positions. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, preparedness, consultations. When I say it could be a matter of life and death, making the wrong decisions when it comes to these matters, of course it could be a matter of life and death. Absolutely, it could be a matter of life and death. That's not a flippant statement. That's a true statement. So think about it, consider it. If your group wants me to be come in and do that. If your church would like me to come in, or your preparedness group, or your community would like me to come in and speak to them, I'll certainly work with you on seeing what it would take to make that happen. When I'm out in these doing these different engagements, when I'm in Prague, Czech Republic, for example, a year and a half ago, in Dallas a couple of times this past year and so forth, I'll have brief conversations with people about preparedness. Maybe I'll have lunch or dinner with somebody and talk about preparedness. Now, those aren't formal consultations. These are just two friends discussing topics of mutual interest. I don't get into the kind of detail I do with a consultation client. If I did, it would become a professional consultation, and that would involve a lot more work on my part. But it's just two friends chatting and getting to know each other and discussing various ideas. I do that all the time. A paid consultation is another whole level above that. It's a professional relationship between myself, the consultant, and my client to achieve very specific goals. And once again, the real value that I bring to the table is emotional detachment. Now, I've successfully represented myself in court. It was a minor matter. I had an engine replaced by a Ford dealer, my Lincoln Town Car, my first Lincoln Town Car. They offered a lifetime guarantee on that work, on that engine. And when the engine had issues, they refused to honor it. I sued Ford Motor Company in small claims court. I represented myself. Ford Motor Company didn't send an attorney. They sent a female paralegal. I had all my documentation. The paralegal from Ford Motor Company basically had nothing. There was no jury. It was just the judge. The judge listened to both of us make our presentations. I offered my documentation to the judge, which clearly stated that I had a lifetime warranty, and the judge ruled my favor, and Ford Motor Company paid for the engine. That was a rather minor matter, not major, but I did successfully represent myself. But if it came to anything serious, any serious legal matter, there's no way on that I would represent myself. Of course I would hire competent legal counsel. Of course I would. And if it comes to preparedness matters, I think you should do the same thing. You should hire a competent professional, that's myself, to come in and do that consultation, give you an arm's length evaluation. When I say arm's length means I'm looking at it from the outside as an outsider with emotional detachment who has a very real understanding of how things work, why things work, as opposed to beliefs based on lack of information, lack of experience, lack of knowledge, and so forth. That can be pretty valuable. Seriously, that can be quite valuable. And I know the group I work with, my preparedness group, I work with a couple of different preparedness groups, I have these discussions all the time. You know, one man I'm working with, him and his family, they have a cattle ranch. It's been in the family since the 19th century. They want to guarantee that it will be in existence for another century plus. And it's been a challenge working with the patriarchs, those two patriarchs of the family. And they know it needs to be done. They just don't have the clarity they need to accomplish it. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there. Our project, it is truly our project. One human being could not possibly watch all the movies and TV shows produced and released the last 60-plus years. But between all of us, we can watch a lot of them and keep a sharp eye out for those images. Images of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines. This project is now entering its third year. The list is long and growing. Let's get a lot more posted this year. I'm sure we will. You can see all the ones that have been captured so far. Let's see where we have to scroll down to. New coastlines in the media. Scroll down to the middle of those blocks of tiles there. New coastlines in the media. movies and TV shows. Hundreds of millions of people all over the planet have seen these images. If you find one yourself, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. When I bring these images to people's attention at public events, I did this in Dallas, you could see and hear the people in the audience, that they were shocked that they'd seen these images and didn't even know it. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. I'm shipping out two energy cleaners, two mattress pads this morning. A couple more for the good guys. When I set these energy cleaners on the counter at the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, I think to myself, here's another one for the good guys. Here's another one or two people that are going to get their life back, have more energy, less pain, get a great night's sleep, and be able to do the things that need to be done to help themselves, help their family, help our country. That's exactly what I think. You can join us. You can become pain-free. You can get a great night's sleep, get yourself an energy cleaner, mattress pad to go with it. You can study up on it. I was talking to a gentleman in Texas last night. He was studying up on it. He wants to get one for his mother with a mattress pad. Place your order right there using PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any order online. If you don't have a PayPal account, well, you'll be really happy once you do. Send and receive money instantly, by the way. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order by calling my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We've got a caller on hold here, Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. You know, you haven't talked about what I'm going to bring up for a while, I think. I've hit most all of your shows, and they're, needless to say, most encouraging and enjoyable for the most part. Sometimes the information is not enjoyable, but we need to hear it.
Right.
You know, with the rising, with the coastlines staying the same, but the water rising, whatever, that situation, the way I believe you've explained it, we're going to have some straight line winds that are going to be astronomical. And what I'm getting at here is the type of structure that can withstand that. We haven't heard a whole lot lately about your the domes.
The fiberglass domes.
Come out of Alaska, yeah.
Well, I need, you know, it's one of those projects, and we need to get back up. But the shape of an egg is nature's perfect shape. And I've done this myself. I've taken an egg and put it in my hand. I'm a pretty strong guy.
Yes, sir.
And squeezed equally from all sides at the same time. And I can't crack an egg if I very carefully do that and judicious and apply pressure from all sides at the same time. You can't crack an egg. I don't care how strong you are. It's just the nature of that shape. So a structure built using that shape is incredibly strong. And those domes, marketed by the gentleman up there in Alaska, he's been covered up, I know, fulfilling orders from governments around the world and opening up new plants and so forth. I would still love to have one at my location. They're so strong that you can cover them up with several feet of dirt or even cover them with concrete if you choose to make them even stronger, more resistant to projectiles. But you're right, Dan. That dome structure is nature's perfect shape. And one of the advantages of them is you don't need to go below grade to get all the safety you need. You can build a structure above grade. And then if you choose to, cover it with dirt or concrete and not have the issues that you have to deal with when you're below grade, issues primarily dealing with water, which is, unless you're in Arizona, is a major concern, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you are so right. The dome structure is just, it's hard to get our head around the strength involved there. And that egg thing you're talking about, I've used that a number of times to explain to people the unbelievable strength of a dome. you need to make sure the egg's good, no hairline cracks. Look at it in front of a nice, strong light source.
Right.
And then primarily put most of the pressure on the ends. And I've seen some incredibly healthy men get just downright embarrassed by not being able to break that egg.
Right, right. Yeah, well, it's a true statement. And it is, most people most of the time are going to have an egg in their refrigerator and can do this for themselves. And if they follow your directions, they will find out for themselves the strength of an egg. Now, for those who don't know, my friend Dan, you built, was it 17 or 18 concrete dome homes?
I built 17 of them, John.
17, yeah, 17. You're now retired from that. You sold all the equipment, and the concrete domes are still being built on one hand. And if you want to get something really, really large, that's still the way to go. The fiberglass, and when I say fiberglass, I don't believe they're fiberglass. It's some kind of space age material that these domes from Alaska use. They work quite well, and if you need a lot of square feet, you simply add more domes to the complex and connect them together with the necessary hardware to do that, and you can get as many square feet as you need. And they're used by the U.S. military. They're used in the private sector. Governments buy them to help people. That I know that Bangladesh bought several thousand of these from our friend Don, Captain Don.
Kubli. Isn't that his last name, Kubli?
Captain Don Kubli.
Yeah.
And, yes, and they're very cost-efficient, cost-effective in terms of the initial price. You can buy pretty much everything you need to have a functional structure that would be rustic, and you can have it finished. Anything that's sold by Lowe's or Home Depot, as far as what goes inside a home, could be installed inside these domes, as far as light fixtures, floor finishing, carpets, drapes, counters, cabinets, bathroom fixtures, kitchen fixtures. They can be outfitted as simple or as elegant as a person likes, can't they, Dan?
Absolutely. And the other beautiful thing about it that very few other structures will ever have, if the situation would arise that you've got to leave for whatever the reason, within a day or so and very little help, you could disassemble that thing, talking about a single unit, and throw it on a trailer and be gone.
Right,
so
right.
You build a stick-built house, and it's there until nature takes it or you destroy it totally.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, they're movable. That's what's amazing. No, needless to say, one of the many things that's amazing about them.
Right. Well, and taking that same concept, a person could have one in their garage taking up the footprint of a standard pallet. A standard pallet is 4x4 feet. It's 4x4 feet. The entire structure could be stacked there, maybe 3 to 4 feet high.
Now that would be the little 14-footer, I think, John.
Yeah, waiting to be moved to a different location or assembled in the backyard if the main structure took damage from a hurricane, for example, or an earthquake. This little structure would be in perfect condition, ready to be assembled out in the backyard to provide housing for the people that lived in that home that had been damaged by whatever event it was, earthquake, a tornado, a hurricane, whatever it might be. So there's a lot of value there for the money, isn't there, Dan?
Oh, my. Yeah, it's and, you know, when you get back to the preparedness thing, which is right where you're at already, the topic, you know, all the preparing you do, all the investment that you make in all the items that are necessary to live somewhat comfortably in times of an emergency, if you don't have someplace safe to store that stuff, it's all for naught.
That's right. Well, safe from criminal activity, safe from humidity, safe from extreme temperatures, safe from insects and vermin. You're right. It has to be proper, safe, secure storage for whatever it might be, right, Dan?
Oh, yeah. You know, John, it kind of reminds me of my first set of tools I bought when I was in high school, Craftsman. And some friends of mine did the same thing, but they didn't bother to put them in a box of any kind. They were just kind of rolling around in the trunk. And it didn't take too many months before they started losing pieces.
Of course.
They didn't have a toolbox to put them in. So when they're done working, they didn't know if anything was missing. They didn't have a place to put them. And I made a roll-up tool pouch out of some material my mom had. You know, you don't think too much about men sewing things together, but there was a word for that years ago. They called them tailors.
Right.
And men were the tailors. And I made a roll-up tool pouch, and I still got every one of those wrenches. Because when I got done working, if there was a pouch, if there was a slot missing in that roll-up tool pouch, then I started looking in the engine compartment or wherever I was working until I found that tool. And I've still got every one of those wrenches.
Right, right. Well, my grandfather thoughtfully bought me a complete mechanics tool set when I got my first car. I was 18 years old, senior in high school. And I had that complete set, which, of course, came in a metal toolbox until I was probably in my mid-30s when it finally got dispersed because of different situations that were going on. But you're right. Tools and toolkits are part of preparedness, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And my analogy there might sound a little strange, but what it amounted to is your home is kind of like your toolbox or wherever you want to keep your valuable items. And if you don't have a home that can withstand what's coming, or at least an auxiliary building that can withstand what's coming, you're not going to keep it. It's going to all blow away or be taken.
That's right.
So that's just to support what you're talking about in preparedness. These stick-built houses are pretty much junk. They burn down, they rot down, they blow down, the bugs eat them. Well, let's put a lot of money in them. Yeah, right, you know?
That's very true.
It's so short-sighted. Well, John, you know, I appreciate your show. I'll keep listening, and carry on, my friend.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dan. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, of course, when I do my preparedness consultation, that's part of it, is to evaluate whatever shelter my clients have currently have or are planning on doing. I've talked to people who had some pretty strange ideas about what would work and what they should do, and I would In one case in particular, I told this gentleman, that's not going to work. You don't want to do that. You really don't want to do that. He wanted to build an underground shelter out of wood using a coating that had never been used for that purpose. And I basically told him in no uncertain terms that that would not work and he should not do that. And so forth. And a week later I got back with him and he decided to go with concrete. Most people don't understand concrete, even men and women. It's mostly men, of course, in the construction industry that work with concrete every day don't really understand the different types of concrete that there is. Most people, most of the time in construction, they're aware of mild steel reinforced concrete, which is used to build the foundations of homes, driveways, basement floors, that kind of thing, garage floors, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with mild steel reinforced concrete, but that's not all the different kinds of concrete there is. There's also pre-stressed concrete, there's post-tension concrete, there's precast concrete. I've worked with all those things professionally, so I know what these different types of concrete can do and why people should consider using them. Shotcrete is another form of concrete where the concrete is shot through a compressor and blown on, like blown in insulation, for example, or foam. And concrete can the same thing can be done with concrete. I've worked with that also. So there's lots to this, and this knowledge is rather esoteric. It's not commonly known. You could have a 40-year career working in construction, with nothing but concrete, and never know the first thing about post-tension concrete. Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd. It is the 22nd, isn't it? We've got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
I'm going to make it quick. We lost the election in Wisconsin to a far left-wing governor and attorney general, and the first thing they started running their mouth on is this thing called a red flag state. And about 3 days ago, we had the Gun Owners of America guy on talk radio, and basically this is a horrible thing if they can actually get it done here in Wisconsin, and they do have it in some other states where they can literally grab your property without any reason other than somebody suggesting that that you have some kind of a problem.
Anonymous.
The Gun Owners of America guy went off about this.
Anonymous.
I'm sorry? Yeah, they don't even need any kind of...
A person can remain anonymous. That is so against our traditional judicial system.
Yeah, I just want everybody to... I mean, I'm new to this. You know, we just got this landed on us, and we lost a good fight here in Wisconsin, and I don't know where the hell I'm going to go. But I'm telling you, if they put this stuff together, we got a lot of gun owners in Wisconsin, especially up north. And I think these people are going to really rally to stop this if they can. But it's a terrible thing, and I just want your listeners to know a red flag state is a policy where they take your property without any due process.
That's right. That's right. Well, I encourage everybody nationwide to join Gun Owners of America, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And if you got any money left over, join the NRA. The NRA caves in much too frequently on these issues, but Gun Owners of America and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership does not. Appreciate the call, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. It's important to belong to these groups, support them financially. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA on one hand. On the other, I've seen the NRA just recently. They did it again when it came to these bump stocks. That's a camel's nose under the tent. Legislation putting bump stocks in the same category as machine guns. It's wrong. These things are novelties. Typically, they're bought by young men between 18 and 30 years old, typically, not always, that they use to have fun with. They serve no useful purpose other than to make a lot of noise. People will point out that they were used in Las Vegas. It's a big so what, in my opinion, based on my knowledge and experience using firearms. The death toll would have been far higher with carefully aimed gunfire as opposed to spraying bullets with the bump stock attachment. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting